This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The following program is rated TV MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Don't pull that hip there, Scout.
Jesus Christ. Hi, babe.
Hi, Scout. How are you?
Oh, I'm just suffering from some, I don't know what it is. I think it was from coming back from Thailand, for not being able to have like my barbell. I just like went back to my initial weight that I left with, which is, I'm very proud of myself. It's 135. I can now lift higher than my weight.
Fabulous.
But I mean, that's like the goal. But I was like, I think I pulled my back, I believe what it is. But like, as Tom likes to keep his knowledge in, he's like, that's all connected to here and then all the way to there.
Yep.
And so now everything, like to my knee, to my hip, to my back, to my groin, it feels like a sharp pain. It's just going
you
to
forgot
fall.
your pussy and your crack.
Yeah. No, that's that right. Yeah, and then that's also being affected. I woke up and I was like, what the fuck? I was like intense cramps, like intense cramps. And I started my fucking that time of the month like 6 days early.
Oh, interesting.
Like, what is happening?
And stress?
Probably. And me, like, I get like I'm gonna pass out, like I'm lethargic. That's exhausted. What happens.
Yeah,
it's like I feel like even my tongue cannot function right now because I feel like I'm look how pale I am.
You look fine.
I'm like, what is happening? I'm not lethargic. I'm just dying because of fucking this period growing inside of my body.
Oh my God. Fucking crack me up. I swear to God. It's like you're dramatic, but you're not dramatic. You know what I mean? I'm like, you're not a dramatic person, but like when you tell your stories, everything is like, oh my God. It's so crazy.
It is crazy. I mean, it is. I'm trying to give the description for men so they can understand what happens.
did you see somebody wrote in, I think it might have been Whitney, was like, it was explained to me that period cramps are like, and Whitney being a man, you know, Whitney.
Yeah, Whitney.
Period cramps are like when you're trying to hold in diarrhea. That's what he wrote. I was like, I've never heard that before. And I don't know. I can't quite.
I think that's when like you need to release.
This is so gross. We shouldn't even be starting the conversation
so
off
funny.
Like
you know
this.
You know, when I saw some sort of video a long time ago, and I remember I brought it up to one of my exes because I just was like, they probably don't know because they can only pee or go shit. You know, I guess they could sit on the toilet, but I don't think that they can do both at the same time.
What?
I don't think so. Well, or at least I don't
think. Yes, they can. My sons do.
Really? Do they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It happens at the same time.
Oh, my God. No way. Okay. They were just like so confused that like we could do that at the same time as well as have our period.
Oh, they were my just like, God.
What? They're like, oh, fuck. No, I can't. Get it out of my brain. Get it out of my brain.
Oh, so you're right. Because there are three things happening at one time sometimes. Yeah.
Yes. The vagina is a crazy thing, we can't control it.
You know, it's interesting because it's true. Like, I think men are used to like you can flex your mm-hmm. peach around their wiener, right? So they must think that you can control it like a pee stream, like you can control the blood coming out.
Yeah,
but you can't, guys.
Like, remember that feeling that you guys get that you really really like when during sex? Yeah, that's us. That's us really squeezing.
Yeah, exactly.
Really working for it,
but it doesn't stop. You know, the flow.
Yeah.
Literally. Doesn't stop the flow, but we wish it could.
Oh,
that's
my
fucked
God.
Up. I wish we could. Could you imagine? It's like, I'd be fine getting it if I could, like, control it until I wanted it to be done. And like a bloody nose. Like, when it's done, it's done. Like, why can't... And you could, like, pinch it off. I don't know why... I don't know. Yeah. That's weird. You can't really pinch it off, I guess.
Oh, my God. I hope there's a bunch of women listening to this episode. Do you ever look at, like, the color of when you are that time of month and what the meaning is behind it? Because, like,
no.
Mine varies. Like, it, like literally. Like, I'm like, what am I going to get this time?
And like, what's the meaning? Are you talking about, like, you're looking at your period, like you're reading, like, coffee grinds like the, in the bottom
no,
of
like
a
the,
cup thing?
The color of it. Like, if it's dark, if it's light, if it's, you know, like, the
right.
color. You
like
know,
your pee, when you're like, oh, my pee is really light. I'm drinking a lot of water. Oh,
yes.
It's not. I'm not drinking enough water.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just like it's your body.
I didn't know. Is there different?
Yeah. It's
really?
Your body like really, really trying to tell you something. I know there was one time which I got really, really nervous because I've never had it where it was like super like thick and that they were like it was clots.
Oh, right.
And I was like, wait. But there, and then I was reading, I was like, that's when you have like a miscarriage or whatever. And I was like,
oh.
Wait, I've never had this before.
Oh, well,
entire life.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, what is this? And I was freaking out. And I thought for a second, I was like, was I pregnant?
You and know, from someone who has had a miscarriage, it's the same.
Oh, really?
I mean, you're, it's not the same. Like, it definitely feels different. I don't know if it's adding the emotional, aspect
to it.
Of it. But what comes out of you is just a very much, much, much more intense. It depends on how far along you are, too. You know, much, much more intense version
it,
of
it,
what
it,
it, lo- it like, looks like.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel the same. It feels worse. But again, I don't know if it's because of, you know what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you many women have miscarriages that
don't
completely unaware that they have.
Yeah.
And there's no way to tell unless you knew you're pregnant. And sometimes it doesn't even show up positive that early on. You just don't know.
So crazy. Well, speaking of pregnancy, I think Gabrielle announced that she's
pregnant.
Yay!
Woo!
My
so
God,
excited.
That was so hard to keep in. And Gabrielle is one of my bridesmaids, so I don't think that she's going to come to the... I was like,
I don't think
you should come.
Yeah, no.
I was like,
no.
I know it's really amazing that you would even come, but like, you should rest.
Yeah, yeah.
By then,
she's going to be like... The thing is, she'll be in her second trimester, I guess, by then. So she actually probably would feel... really good. Like,
yeah,
once you get past the 12 weeks, like something happens where you actually, for some women, where you feel like a different person. I think
I think she's a lot of women,
the hell's like over already by then.
I think she's going to be like eight months at that time.
Oh yeah. No, she can't go anywhere.
Yeah. I was like, I mean, you can lay at the pool. I was like, and go.
She's not
going to
want
to
be in the heat.
Yeah. I was like, if that's what you want to do and you want like a vacation from, your husband and you want to come lay by the pool, for sure.
Oh, but, my God. Can you imagine?
Like
no,
four
thanks.
4 days straight of,
yeah,
and
no.
then a 2-hour
don't
car
want
ride.
Her, don't want her to be there and possibly have a baby when we're on your bachelorette party. Yes. So let's not. I am not going to be a midwife.
I'd be so stoked. I'd be like,
oh my God,
go.
Yeah. Yeah, as I'm pulling the baby out of her vagina, right? Yeah. Oh my God. That would be
women.
Traumatizing. That would be amazing, but traumatizing. Yeah.
That would be so great. Oh my God, I love it. I love it.
Like, all I don't right. have any drugs, but you could take some edibles after the baby comes out.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
I don't know what to give you.
It's so interesting because they I don't know if she's announced what I don't know. But anyways, I'm very excited. Okay.
I don't know what they're having. I'll have to wait until she tells me.
Yeah.
Or you can tell me.
I think what she said when I went over there to record her podcast, she was like, I'm sure someone's going to say it. I was like, are you going to announce it? She's like, I'm sure someone in these comments are going to say what it was that was at the wedding. I was like, oh, okay. So maybe.
I can't tell. Like, I saw pictures from her wedding and I couldn't tell which way she's sitting. Like, so I don't know yet. I'd have to like wait until I see how her body changes.
Really?
To tell you if she's having a boy or a girl.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Then maybe let's keep it a secret so I can see what you think. But okay. By the way, I was right. Tom was wrong. I was so stoked. I was like, fucking told you. I was right. I have to look at her
and see. Well, let me just ask you, how is she sitting? Like, how is her belly forming? Is it like more in the front, kind of fuller around? Like, are her hips changing, or can you not tell she's pregnant from the back?
I don't think her hips are changing at all. Like, even at the wedding, like, she was she hid that
she
shit
looked,
real well.
Yeah. Looks
but
like she's having
a
boy.
I saw her the other day. It was, it seems kind of in the front.
It looks like she's having a boy then.
Oh, okay. Really? Are girls on the side?
Yeah.
Really?
Girls fuck you up from the moment you get pregnant with them. They fill you out and they, you ever heard that old wives' tale that girls steal your beauty?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Girls steal my beauty all the fucking time. Look at me today. Look at me. Yeah.
So that's sort of like the old wives' tale of like, if you're having a boy, usually the women are all, usually you're all in the front. You carry in the front because the boys want to restore the mom's beauty. And if they're having a girl, and she may not look it yet, but usually when you're having a boy, you can't tell from behind if you're pregnant. If you are having a girl, you could tell from behind, like your body just becomes just a little bit different. And your face changes too, I think, with a boy. I'm not sure if that's a boy or girl. I have to look and see what they say. But
oh,
am I close?
Interesting. Interesting. That's crazy.
Let me see. Let me look it up while you're
good
while
knowledge
you're,
to have,
well,
y'all.
I mean, this is all like bullshit old wives' tales.
What about
like,
twins?
Oh, well, oh, crap.
What if
that's
it's
interesting.
Like, is it like up and down?
You're just fucking huge, period. I don't think there's more in the front, more in the side. I think you're just gigantic. I see some. I guess it depends on how they're laying with each other. You know, yeah. They're both trying to turn around in there. That's why I think it's, what is it? 32 weeks, I think, or
yeah,
34 weeks. When do they do twins? I think it's 34 weeks. I know you you never go full term. You can't.
Yeah. Apparently there's twins on like Tom's side, and then there's twins on my side as well. So,
interesting.
Tom's hoping for twins. I'm like, no fucking way.
Oh,
I think
my
it
God.
Would break me. I think it would break me. There's
yeah,
no way.
You'd, no, you're strong.
Beach, not that
I mean
strong.
Again, like you're like they'd be teeny and they come out earlier than like you're not waiting the full 40 weeks.
God, if it feels anything like getting my tattoo removed on my ribs, like,
oh my
no,
God,
thank you. I can't imagine.
Oh, girlfriend, childbearing is so much worse than getting a tattoo on your ribs.
And you know me. So I feel so, yeah. Like I say this all the time, I feel so bad for Tom. I'm gonna like
I feel bad for
the
Tom.
The day before, I'm gonna be nothing's gonna change. I'm gonna be so dope, but he's just gonna get me more snacks. But like, I just don't know that day. I don't know.
You have to like I don't know, like condition yourself.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, oh, you're going to have to do it anyway. You have no choice. You know what I mean? It's not like someone else could do it for you. Like your baby's going to want you no matter what. Like, yes, your baby will love your baby daddy, but the baby is going to want their mom for the first few years of their life.
I'm not going to let, I mean, I didn't let go of Cody.
Oh my God, you're fucking cracking me up. It is nothing like your dog, as much as I would love for you to believe.
Much like my puppy.
Oh my God. Okay.
You remember that, Cody? Remember I bought you a hamburger the first time I met you?
Okay, 33. Okay, boy or girl, 33 old wives' tales for predicting a baby's gender. These are old wives' tales. Everybody knows what an old wives' tale is. And I don't know why. I'm starting to like, I love grammar. So I'm starting to, I know that sounds really nerdy, right?
So my grammar is so bad.
That's why I always do the descriptions and the titles of the shows and all of the emails, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, I'm starting to say things like, yesterday I said, my harebrained scheme. Like, I love that I'm taking you into my harebrained scheme. And then I thought, which, you know, you've heard of that saying before, right?
No.
A harebrained scheme. Uh-uh. No. Am I old?
Please enlighten me. What does that mean? No, you probably not.
Scheme.
I probably don't know what it means.
Harebrained scheme is like your crazy idea. Like, hey, Scout, let's go. Like, hey, Scout, let's host a live Patreon of our podcast, totally stoned out of our minds. Like, me bringing that to you, which we're going to do, by the way, which is why I just set that up like that. It's like our harebrained scheme, which means like it's a crazy idea and probably will be insane and all kinds of things could go wrong, but let's excitedly do it anyway. So I was like, huh, where'd that come from? And then I was like, H-A-I-R-B-R-A-I-N-E-D. So I'm like looking it up. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. It's not harebrained. It's hair, H-A-R-E, like a floppy rabbit.
Okay. Hair.
So I'm like, it's a harebrained scheme. So anyway, there's all these like,
I wish I loved words as much as you do over there. I'm like, can you, somebody like autocorrect, tell me how to fucking spell this?
It's not words as much as like where these things originated from. So like,
beautiful,
you know, like hair
knowledge
of the dog. What's that? Where did that come from? You know, sleep tight. Do you know where the word sleep tight comes from?
No.
But you said it, right? Or you've heard someone say, good night, sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite, bite, bite.
Yeah.
Sleep tight comes from as my son would say, in the olden days, which he probably means the 80s.
Are you learning this from
80s.
Your son? From his school?
No, I actually I knew this stuff because I've always been curious. There's a name for what these are called. I forget what they're called, but like all these sayings we've heard over the years and we repeat them so much, but we don't really know what the fuck they mean or where they came from.
Yeah.
Like we've all said, like I said,
well,
sleep
even
tight.
Curse words.
Yeah, it's true. So sleep tight comes from back in the olden days. They didn't have box springs. They had mattresses that were stuffed with feathers. So what would be holding them up at night so they wouldn't be sinking is rope. So instead of box springs, they had like ropes crisscrossing underneath the mattresses. And every night before they would go to sleep, they would tighten the ropes to give the bed more firmness, to give the mattress more firmness. So everyone says sleep tight. Means like,
wow.
So stuff like that, I think, is really fascinating. And
yeah,
I don't.
That's interesting.
Just stuff that I'm like, why don't I know this? Is this like, but then why would I know this? But I, you know, I'm a fucking Gemini. Like I say, I don't know one thing in its entirety, but I know a little bit about everything.
I love that. That's great.
That's it. Little bit about everything. So I'm always curious, like, where did that come from? What did that mean? So yeah, so hair of the dog. Or there's like three sheets to the wind. What does that mean when you're drunk? Like you've heard that. Oh, she's three sheets to the wind. Like that kind of stuff. I think that I'm so curious about that.
See, my knowledge, what I want to know is, in the film industry, like my calls yesterday.
Like,
I called like a producer friend of mine. And I was like, all right, I need to pick your brain because Danielle and I are trying to do this. WGA, like, and I need to make sure we're all good.
Are you talking about like legal stuff?
Yeah, legal shit.
Oh, yeah. You need that stuff.
I just want to know just so I can like really understand now that I'm sort of stepping into like production shit.
Yeah.
Not be a dumb actor. I'm like, what is going on to really protect our ass? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, you have faith and hope people do right by you. And but good contracts make for good friendships.
Truth.
Speaking of, probably get a contract between you and I. As we're saying this.
Two years later.
Nah, you know, we'll I think we'll be all good.
I think we'll be fine.
Hopefully. Should I knock on something? Identity. Should I buy?
Don't steal my identity.
Okay, never mind. I was thinking of something. It sparked something, but then now I forgot it. So.
Oh, man.
I was trying to.
Did someone steal your identity? That would have been like crazy.
No.
Someone tried to steal my fucking identity.
They did?
For some reason, like a few of my ex best friends in the past just wanted to become me. Like,
oh, I had those too.
Dude, I'm like, I liked you because you were you, man.
Give me an example of someone that a single white female you.
literally started to dress like me.
Yeah.
Started to like the same people that I liked that was never that person's type before.
Right.
Started even sounding like me.
Oh, God. But do you think that just happens?
In the format of like texting like me. That doesn't happen. Like, do you ever like text like someone else because they text you a certain way? Like, no, I've never seen that. Like,
no.
Like, my texting is weird. Like, you know it's me texting you.
Well,
I feel.
I can hear everyone's voice when I read their text messages.
Mm.
Do you hear everyone's voice when you're reading their messages in your head?
No.
Or do you hear your own voice?
I should. Because I can read the tone of the email or message a little bit better. I'd be like, are they mad at me right now? How many times do I ask, like, are you mad at me? Like, because I don't know, or I can't tell because I'm reading it how I would, you know, like how I would type it.
Oh, you know, I do wonder about that with you, though, because I do make sure that. Uh-huh. Before I like say something in a message that's just like to the straight to the point.
Yeah.
Without, I don't want you to think that I'm mad about something. So I'll always start it because I know you're sensitive.
Hey, ho. Hey, babe.
Exactly. That's exactly how I do it.
I get it.
I start with like, hey, ho, or hey, bish, because I, and then the next one is like, can you please hop on today and post some stuff on Instagram?
That's perfect.
Because if I just started the message with, can you please post some stuff on Instagram today? You would be like, ew, why is she, what, am I not posting? Am I not posting enough?
Yeah,
should I be posting more? Does she feel like she's posting more?
Bitch,
like,
I never,
that's
post
what I
until
worry
you
about.
Tell me to post. Or if it's like a clip, I'll just pop it on there. But
yeah.
I don't think I would, because this talk scary to me, anything with talk scary to me is a business.
Yeah.
So I think, and you and I like talk, like even to John, like, yeah. I think I'm more straightforward, direct. You're more like, hey, John, do you mind? You know?
Oh, yeah. But he's also
because
like one of my best friends.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So like, I think I'm sort of that way anyways with this talk scary to me. It's like, this is what we need to get done. This is what needs to happen. Got it.
I need to get you and John in person to meet because you would fucking love him.
He seems
you would
dope.
Love him.
He seems
he's
great.
He's
Hi, John.
Like
he's listening
super
to this
special.
Now.
Oh, he doesn't listen to the episodes. Are you kidding?
Yeah, he does. I think so.
Yeah, I think he like scrubs through just to make sure like we're all good, but he's definitely not like listening to our show. He's got so much shit to do.
As he's like listening and going, "Wait, what?"
And I actually know him through one of my best friends, Kimberly. They went to AFI together. So like I knew him through Kim, and then he and Kim kind of like didn't have a falling off or anything, but like they just had different lives going on. So I like took John essentially, and then then became really good friends with his wife Kim, and then like they're like family. You know, you have those friends that are just like the ones that you just kind of can roll up and like be gross with or cry or do anything, or like you want to snuggle them, or you're like you would sleep in their bed. Like they're like that's my relationship with those friends.
Oh, that's cool.
They're literally like family. Like his parents are some of my favorite fucking people on the planet. When I went to Vegas, I was like, I want to hang out with your mom. Like, is your mom in town? Is your mom and dad in town? Because I just love them so much. They're such special people that you would love. I mean, dude, talking crazy, and they're all very, very smart and very crazy.
I love that.
And the best is when John, I get John to have, he doesn't do it anymore, but poor David has like, gotten him so high that he didn't like he's which is my one of my favorite Johns is when he's way stoned. I love him like that. But he's like my my whiskey drinking buddy here and
I don't
there,
think you know? Understand what I'm going to be like when I'm stoned. Oh,
I think you need to get it out of your head that you're going to be anything other than awesome.
No, I know me. I'm just going to be I'm not going to be not awesome. Whoa.
Listen to me. You were going if I
all I listen, describe I have, me being stoned is like my but lesbian
it's different
days,
depending on what I give
like,
you.
I turn into a really like more of a dude.
Listen. All like, I have to say is dooding. You are going you
we,
I know different
the,
all the,
the
different
four,
things.
Because I need to be able to be hungover the next day.
Okay, wait.
I can't be hungover
for this
wedding.
So that's in 2 days. So that's going to be before this episode comes out.
So that's the day before, yeah. Is that the day of, no, the day of this episode?
Wait. Yes, it's the day of the episode, this episode coming out.
Tonight, we're doing it.
Okay, guys, tonight. Tonight.
Oh, my God.
What time are we doing it at?
Oh, my God, I don't know. When your kids go to bed?
Wait, I made us dinner reservations on the 4th.
Oh, shit.
So it's going to have to be... Before dinner or after dinner?
After dinner.
After dinner, it's going to be late then.
Okay. Rally.
Can we not do it on the 5th? You know what? Can we do it on the 5th? I'll tell you why.
I will be hung over the next day.
No, so what? It's the 6th.
For the wedding.
That's the wedding. Oh, that's okay.
What?
Because Wednesday is Passover. Oh. And Tom comes in Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I'm having a big... fun Passover Seder that you're going to be coming to at
what,
my house.
What the fuck is that?
It's like a very big Jewish holiday.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
It's like,
are you
it's
having
like,
a bunch of people over?
Yeah, a bunch of, I'm going to have like a bunch of like my neighbors will come over and
oh my God,
the kids
amazing.
And like my other Jewish friends. And I'm going to make, my mom and I are going to make a huge dinner.
Okay.
And we're going to, you, there's a Seder, like there's certain things you do, like we're going to make it fast. We'll make like a 10-minute Seder where you okay. just read through the book a little bit and there's a couple, you know, you have some bitters and some egg and some whatever and you know, fun stuff. And I'll make you a bunch of Jewish food that you can try for the first time.
So we'll have to wait for everybody to leave to do the podcast.
Yeah, but they're going to come over early. I mean, they'll, so as soon as they're done, while everyone's stuffed and full and happy and like tired, we could take a little edible, get in our pajamas.
Okay.
And then do a little live.
We also have another interview the next morning.
Yes, we'll be fine. But I'll be fine. I'm not, I don't, unless I'm drunk, I wake up feeling great.
I know
I'll just
you're
give
great.
You a little something. So if you're listening to this on Tuesday,
oh God,
Wednesday night.
Why don't we do it the 6th night after the wedding when I come back and I'm already drunk? So then I'll be down to smoke more. And then you do it.
I don't smoke though. I only eat.
Eat. Oh my God, you're so
okay. It's either gonna be one or the other. Stay tuned,
we'll
you guys. We're gonna
out,
post
guys.
It. We will post it when we figure out.
Because then I'll be hungover looking at houses. I'll be like,
oh
great.
My God,
in a car.
Fucking care. Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be good.
You don't understand my body, Mom.
I do. I understand. I do. Trust
Hi,
me.
Jax.
Trust me. Trust
Jax
me.
Is
you
like,
trust
why
me,
is
right?
Mom yelling. I'm just talking to my girlfriend. Come here, Jax. Oh, he's such a pretty dude.
Speaking of drugs, I have two fan questions that wrote in that I think are awesome. And I have a really good case this week.
Amazing. Let's get into it.
Because it's been a minute since we've talked scary,
cases,
actually.
Yes.
And you know what? Honestly, there's been so much shit going on that I just haven't felt like wanting to bring it down. You know what I mean? Like, I love just our conversations and hanging out and catching up with you being gone and working and stuff. And, you know, the summer about to begin soon. And I just, we've kind of like stayed away from the heaviness just because there's a lot of heaviness. And now I'm like, okay, I think things have mellowed so we can kind of bring back the true crime element of it.
Nice.
Oh, by the way, in last week's 911 call, that was such bullshit. Like, yeah. I don't believe that was fucking real at all.
Okay.
I finally heard it on the episode. I was like, dude, this is like what Howard Stern does. It's like when I listen to Howard's prank calls. Like, they're so good that you can't, but there's no way. Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
There's no way.
I saved some interrogation on some crimes that I think we should
listen
to when we're together.
Let's do it more together, yeah.
It's just insane, like, how people, you know, admit to killing and murdering someone.
Yeah. Okay, so here is a question. This is from A. I'm not going to say her name, just in case. Hi, girls. Just thought of Scout talking about how shrooms make sex amazing. I just started taking edible weed 5 to 10 milligrams, and my orgasms are insane. Danielle, do you find that when using edibles, that's the case? Laugh out loud. Sorry if that's too much. I love the podcast. Hope this wasn't TMI. Sincerely, A. I love having sex on edibles.
Maybe that's why you smoke so much.
That's probably why. Because let me tell you, my time, we call it Dr. Phil time. My time, like Howard Stern is bang o'clock, like mine is Dr. Phil time. And it's usually between 3 and 4 o'clock. And basically what I do is I take the kids to school. I come home. I start to do the dishes, start to clean up my house, whatever I need to do, answer emails, which is actually, that's not true. I don't really even get on the internet. I hate my fucking emails. So
yeah, I know.
I hate them. I do the dishes, clean the house, and rip, you know, change the sheets or do whatever and take out whatever I'm making for dinner. And then I take a 5 to 10 milligram edible. Usually it's a half of a 10 and it's a sativa. Because if I do a 1-to-1 or a hybrid, I end up wanting to go to sleep. So I take that at maybe like 9-ish. And then it doesn't really start to hit me until I have lunch. So right about 11:30, 12, I'm like, oh, I feel kind of mellow and chill. And like things don't bother me as much as they did in the morning. Like I don't feel like I have to scrub my baseboards or do anything psychotic, which is why I do take edibles, because my anxiety is out of fucking control. Mm-hmm. And I feel better taking an edible than taking a Valium or an Ativan, which just knocks me out. So this is what I've used to control it. And I figured out my dosing and like which brand blend is works the best for me to keep to still function. And I find I get incredibly creative on this one particular one that I love called Papas and Barkley. And I eat something and then it kicks in and then usually about an hour later, I'll really want to fuck my husband. So he's out throughout the day and I'm like, I start to want to watch porn or want to masturbate or want to do something. You know, you get that feeling when you're like, okay, all the shit's done for the day. I'm sitting here. I kind of like have enough time before the kids get home and then dinner. And if I just time it right and I text him and say, hey, I have, you know, do you want to come over? You want to come by for an hour or whatever? If he's working in the neighborhood, he'll be like, hell yeah. He'll come by like ready to go. And we'll have awesome sex for 45 minutes or an hour in the middle of the day. And then he leaves and then I take a nap. He goes back to work. I take a nap from like 1 until 3 because I don't do pickups in the afternoon. I have my neighbor does pickups. I do drop offs. So I sleep. I wake up sober. Totally ready for the kids to come home and I'm all good for the kids playing and dinners and everything else, homework, whatever, until bath, bedtime. And then I take my nighttime, gonna go to bed. And then I go to sleep and then I don't have to have sex at 10 o'clock at night when I'm too fucking tired because I just had awesome sex in the middle of the day and nobody was around to hear me and fucking bother me and knock on my door.
And Tom, you hear that?
Irritate me.
When you're in the next room doing your desk job, just come out and fuck me on your
listen,
lunch break.
Listen, if he had an hour lunch.
I swear to God, not at night. I'm tired.
If he had a lunch break and was able to come.
He can like go off whenever he wants to, really.
And then you can see each other because like the lights are like, it's
Tom,
like that.
You're listening?
It's that listening? Afternoon when you used to like, remember when you were like dating and he'd be like, hey, I'm in the neighborhood. Like, you know, can I pop by and say hi? And you're like, yeah, sure. And then you throw all your shit together around the house real quick to clean. And then you like hop in the shower for 30 seconds and wash all the important parts and then get out and throw your hair up and lip gloss on and your cute sweatshirt and your shorts. And you're like, oh, I was just chilling. And then you know you're going to have sex like about 30 minutes after he comes over.
It's so great. I like daytime sex way better than nighttime.
Yes, me
or
too.
Or morning sex. Like, you know, like those are.
Oh, see, I like after my day is done. I like morning too, but it's more for him in the morning.
I love morning. I like you can wake me up with that.
Oh, that's because you don't have kids yet.
No,
you'll see.
No. But two thoughts came to my mind. First thought was I can't wait for Carter Jacker to be old enough to listen to Mommy's podcast.
Oh, fuck. Do you know if So I went to the bathroom with him the other day with Jagger. And, you know, I was in the doctor's office because Carter's getting his tonsils out. Then he has a sore throat again today.
Oh,
I'm
baby.
Like, dude, I just can't. I know I'm so super sensitive. Exactly. And I am having surgery too on my fucking bloody noses finally.
Oh, really?
Finally.
Okay.
Oh my God. I have so many blood vessels. It's so where they need to cauterize is so far deep in. I did a CT scan on my face.
Okay.
I don't have nasal, what are they called? Nasal passages in my head here.
Oh.
Like anatomically, I don't have them there. Like it's nothing to worry about, but like I don't have them here. Like most people have them there. Yeah. I have them here and here. So anyway.
Oh, crazy.
Oh, wait. So I was at the doctor with Carter and Jagger, and I was in the bathroom with Jagger. And of course, you squat. I squat over a toilet. I don't ever sit on a public toilet. Even when there's papers, I still squat.
Yeah.
And Jagger was like leaning his head over to the side and watching me pee from like the back. Like he didn't understand. And he had this like look of amazement. And I'm like, I'm not going to be weird about it. He can't see anything. He just sees that I'm peeing in the toilet from higher up. And he comes around, he looks at me and he goes, "Mommy, how do you pee out of your butt?" Where is your penis?
I love it. Did you have the vagina talk?
Oh, all he does is talk about vaginas.
Oh my God, amazing.
He was looking at this picture of me here. Wait, I'll show you. Hold on. Before he went over to his friend's house, because they're home today. Yeah. Hang on, I'll show it to you. Hang on. I have to show you this.
Oh my God, I'm looking at my dog right now in the sunset, and he looks so fucking
So it's this picture.
Beautiful.
Can you see it?
Oh yeah, your vagina.
That's exactly
Everyone's
what
like,
Jagger
oh my God, Patreon! Ah!
Wait, hold on. Jagger was like, "Sexy mommy," is what he says when he sees naked. And then he says, "Oh, there's your vagina." I'm like, "You're not allowed to say, you can't, please don't talk like that.
You can't point at other girls' vaginas."
Imagine this guy.
Reminds me of Miko Hughes. Boys have penises and girls have
girls
vaginas.
Girls have vaginas. Yes.
Best
we still got to get Miko on here, by the way.
I know. We need to. I know we set it up. I sent you the picture of what Cody looks like right now.
Oh,
like, are you kidding me?
Oh, he looks like your rug.
Yeah.
He is
Someone
blending
needs a
in.
Haircut,
he's
he
blending in with your shag rug. I really think you should bring him here, but anyway.
He's shaggy, baby. Oh, I found an airline, JSX.
Yeah. That's what I always fly.
Do you really?
Well, to Vegas when I was from LA, in LA, but it's still like.
It goes to Austin.
Yeah, but it's expensive.
It's not that expensive.
I mean,
I'm going to a con in Colorado for cheaper than what United would have cost me.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, like $200 cheaper.
Wait, have you not flown JSX before?
I just flew it for the first time.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
To Vegas.
It's amazing, right?
It's amazing.
They have their own terminal. You don't have to go to the airport. You don't like they literally just like check your bag and you wait in the airplane hangar and you get on the airplane.
They don't fly to too many places, but if you guys look it up, it's not that crazy expensive. Not that much more if your airport is insane.
Like if we were all flying from LA to Vegas, I would say for your bachelorette, we would have all taken JSX because
literally
it's like having a private plane.
Literally. That would have been epic. That would have been
David's
amazing.
Done that for bachelor parties. They're amazing. Anyone that, JetSuite, JSX, we love you. Yeah. We are not sponsored, back, but we love you.
My second thought was, I was like, so if I'm high and you're describing being horny and we're going to do this on a podcast, and after the podcast, I was like, I was like, what if I want Tom?
Oh my God, I did not know where that was going just now. I was like, what is she saying? I'm not going to come on to you. You're not going to hear me fuck my husband. Don't worry. Don't worry.
No, I was like, I can't have sex with Tom in Carter's bed.
No.
I was like, we're going to have to like go to the car.
Hey, you know what you should do? You should rent a pickup truck when you're here.
And you don't mind us. We're going to go into your backyard.
No, listen. Go out on a date night when you're here and do it like all the other folks in the country do. Go out in the middle of nowhere, sit under the stars with a blanket and a bottle of tequila or whatever, or and some snacks and then have a date out. Like, that sounds so romantic.
Yeah.
Take a country drive and park in the, you know, the blue.
What are they called? I'm just thinking of how busy we are going to be with Talk Scary to Me and the kiddos. And I'm like, I don't want to go on a fuck. What the fuck?
Oh, you should.
I don't want a date. We're already going to do that in San Antonio. That's why I'm staying.
Okay.
I'm staying and going with him to the con so we can like have
because having a date night after being at a Star Wars convention all day in San Antonio sounds amazing. Are you going to go to Dave and Buster's?
Yeah. How did you know?
Because I know you. Okay, you one know? More question, and then I'm going to do this.
Okay, we've got 20 minutes, case. So I don't know how big it is.
It's not big.
Okay.
I mean, said me, never. okay, let's see. It's okay to read my name if you happen to answer this on the pod. Hey, girlies, my name is Russell. I've recently discovered your pod from Danielle's guest spot on the Charmed Rewatch podcast, and I've been obsessed since. I really admire how honest you two are about your lives and the industry you work in. You're both really funny and genuine, and I just love that a lot. I'm going to my first ever horror convention in March, Horror Hound in Cincinnati. Oh, I am super excited, but I'm really nervous. I'm going to try and meet some of the guests there, Bruce Campbell, and get some autographs. Can you walk me and maybe others who haven't been to one through about what that experience is like for a fan from beginning to end and what the best etiquette is as a fan when interacting with someone at a table? I'm not going to ask anyone to finger a bagel or anything weird. Ha ha ha. But since it's my first time, I have no idea what to say, what to talk about, or what to do with myself. I'm nervous over thinking about it, obviously. I just don't want to be awkward and would like some tips on how to handle this experience. Thanks again for all you do. So, Scout, I'm going to let you take this one. What is it like for a fan from, say, like arriving? Like, what do you think the day in the life of a fan at a convention looks like? And let's do two. Let's do expectations and reality. Should we do that? Or is that mean?
I don't know. It depends on like.
Depends on the person, right? And which convention.
Yeah. All cons are so different. So it just really kind of depends on like the size of it. First, you're going to be stoked as fuck. You've already heard of the lineup. But then you're going to hope that all those people are there.
Yes, that's true. Most of the time they are.
Most of the time they are. But
sometimes there's like one or two.
One that has to back out because of work or sick or I don't know. But hopefully there's not a long ass line
to get in the door, because there might even be a line to get in.
There might even be a line to get in. So I don't think it's necessary for people to arrive early.
I don't either.
I really think that like when I see a line forming at like 9:30 when we show up, like also the VIP, like I think beforehand, I feel like half of the guests are there.
Yeah, half.
And then
I think maybe it depends. Like some of the shows, the headliners have come early for the VIP because they know that you're going to get in that line first and that they need to make sure they get to everyone if they can.
Or they don't show up until hours after.
Well, see, that's the problem. It's one or the other. You either get the ones that are like there or the ones that like, I'm going to wait until 11 to roll in because I need to make an entrance. So
I really think, I mean, this is something that I feel like... with me, like whenever I would rent a DVD, it was like I would go to the behind the scenes stuff first. So if you want to like hit a panel and like know about people's like experiences on these movies that you love so much and hear from the person that you love, I feel like you should look at that first.
That's
like,
such good advice. Yeah. If then they would have more, like we would rather talk about that stuff because we haven't watched the behind the scenes stuff in a really long time usually. Yeah. And then when something's brought up, it jars our memory to go, oh yeah, that's right. And then we'll have a genuine conversation about it.
Yeah.
That's like off the cusp versus this questions that you feel safe asking because you know, you already know the answers.
Exactly. Exactly.
Don't ask safe questions. Be respectful, but don't ask the safe questions because they could be boring.
And,
they're boring.
And another advice, come on, if you only can come one day, come on a Sunday.
Come early.
Early. Like right when it opens. Before that's one. The only day that you need to get there right when it opens because all guests will leave probably if
usually
say it
between
opens at
about
10,
between like what?
Noon
one
to
and three?
Two. Noon to like a lot of no one does anything. But some people are only on their Friday and Saturday, so I understand. Yeah. But if there's like a crucial person that you need to meet, I would come on a Saturday, meet them, and then keep everybody for the rest of our Sunday.
It's true because you'll have more time. Yeah, yeah, you're not on a Saturday. You're waiting in line for hours and hours and hours, and then you only get a few minutes, you know, a minute or two, and then Sundays like, we're just chilling.
I think if it like spread out like that, like we would enjoy Sundays a little bit more. Like Sundays, I feel like we're just like. It's like
I mean, I kind of stopped doing Sundays. I've only kind of been doing Friday, Saturdays lately.
Oh, I just those people that like cannot make it on the Friday and Saturday. And
I know.
I just feel so bad. I'm like, okay, at least I get like a couple of hours.
But you know what? I mean, for those of you guys that don't know, I'm sure most of you do know, like Scout and I both have websites where we personalize and sign everything ourselves and send it out with videos or whatever. So if there or send your stuff to us and we send it out, we send it back to you. So if you can't get to a show and we're not there on a Sunday and you have your thing, like send it to us. You're not going to miss out on getting your thing signed. You know, we could also, you know, we do stuff on our Patreon all the time. Like you'll have access and get to know us. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We're not going anywhere. So that's good. So yes, that's good advice. So watch the behind the scenes.
I'm not giving like, this is what it's like. Because it's very hard to like say what exactly every con is like, because they're all so different. I mean, the one thing you're going to hit is like normally they're very, very busy. So you just need to like map out what exactly you want to do, who exactly you want to meet, what their line looks like, and kind of I think this is what people do. They hit the people that they really want to see first, and then they kind of explore.
Or the longest lines, you
and
know.
And then, you know, save the vendor room until the end.
Yeah.
You know. I mean it's like kind of varies of what the experience is. I just know it's incredible and it's filled with really cool people. Like you will meet so many cool connections there, like
and
even
I think
from
it's also
the celebrity
cool.
guests, you know?
Yeah, I think it's cool to also, like, I imagine what it's like to be, like, in the middle of a floor and watch. Because at a horror convention, we're all friends.
Yeah.
Like, all of us are friends outside of the conventions. The conventions have made us a family. So you'll see a lot of the same people at the same shows because we become a family and then we become families with the fans. You know, we have our people are always surprised when I remember them. It's like, of course I remember you. I've been seeing you for fucking 8 years, you know, like, yeah, I may meet 2,000 people in a show, but I remember. So, so it becomes a big thing. So to kind of stand in the middle of the floor and watch the celebrities interact with one another is always cool. It's even cool for me to see. Like the other day I was watching, like, you know, Kane Hodder talk to Tom Arnold. Like there was just a moment where I was like, it seems so, but like they love each other, you know? Yeah. So like to see that interaction is really cool because they're two totally different people. So I think to watch the friendships and kind of the real relationships, it's almost like watching a reality show, stuff that you don't ever get to see. like the behind the scenes of.
They need to make like a, we need
yeah,
to make.
Yeah, we need to. We need to.
Like, my God. Like,
I already have the whole thing scripted out.
That is the whole thing. That's so funny, man. Like, we, okay, we've got so much. We'll talk when on the drive home.
Yes.
A lot of stuff.
I literally have it already written. It's called The Real Housewives of Horror. I'm telling you, you can fucking do this.
And my buddy also pitched a TV idea for us as well that I thought was really, really cool and in the genre and really interesting.
Ooh, tell me.
I was like, okay. I was like, this sounds really cool. So we'll talk about all that stuff tomorrow when I see you, bitch. All right, let's get into this case.
Okay, I've got, let me put these. Got all these questions for when you're here this week from everybody. You guys, please keep submitting because we have. Should we announce our guest that we're doing so people out because they're going to hear this Tuesday?
We've announced. Yes. So we have Spider One, which I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. Our movie that I did with him and his wife, Barry the Bride, is coming out
the day after
The Best Man. On Tubi.
Amazing.
So I have The Best Man coming out on the 21st, and then April 21st, and then Barry the Bride is coming out on Tubi on the 22nd, which is amazing. And then we announced Spencer from Ice Nine Kills.
Woo-hoo.
And yeah, I know. And then we announced Zach Myers from Shinedown, lead guitarist. And we're about to announce another one. Should you just say it?
Yeah, sure. Jamie Kennedy.
And then we'll announce.
We don't have his time confirmed 100%. But so knowing who our guest lineup is for literally, we're doing this all of this week when you guys hear this.
Yeah.
Send in questions.
And you guys have to
relationship questions, sex questions, horror movie questions, stuff that we could talk to them about that you want to know, like stuff like watch the behind the scenes stuff. Do some digging on them and bring us some questions that you really want us to dive deep in because they'll tell us anything.
Yeah.
That's what's so fun.
Yeah. And
they'll tell
us
anything.
Honestly, like because we did announce, I announced some of them on the Talk Scary to Me. You guys have submitted some really cool questions.
Yes. Keep them coming.
Really, really great stuff. So, but yes, send us those love and sex questions too. All right. What is this case?
Okay, so I'm trying to pull up the best article because there's so much. It's kind of an older case. But I still think when I finally read like the girlfriend's testimony, I don't think I've seen a horror movie as graphic and as horrifying as this story is. And the fact that this shit happens, I think, is what got me. So Jim Matthews was a, let's see, here we go. He was killed September. I'm getting this from Fox 2 Detroit. Jim Matthews' murder. More details emerge about why the suspect was at home and what happened during the attack. So it says details are emerging about the murder of WWJ anchor Jim Matthews. So he was a late night news anchor, including what happened before and after the crimes. Matthews was killed September 23rd this last year at a home in Chesterfield when he was hit with a hammer and stabbed while his girlfriend and their two children were hurt. According to the case, Matthews was at work when his girlfriend, Nicole Gwerton, invited the suspect, Arthur Williamson, into the couple's home around 4 a.m. When she told him it was getting late and her boyfriend would be home soon, Williamson allegedly lost it. She said she heard Williamson attack Matthews when he got home. Williamson also allegedly stabbed Gwerton in the neck and assaulted her 10-year-old son. He was found tied up in a closet with closed head trauma while Gwerton was tied to a chair. According to the file, she was able to cut herself free when Williamson passed out after the attack. Gwerton claimed Williamson told her after the attack that he did not want to die a pervert, so he was going to sniff as much cocaine as he could. Police later found Williamson shirtless and foaming in the mouth with crack cocaine in a plastic bag and a powdery substance on a plate with a razor, credit card, and a straw nearby, the file says. He was given Narcan. He was taken to a hospital. When asked about the suspect, Gwerton told one of the responding officers that she and Williamson talked about dating but were just friends. She said she had come over. She said he had come over because it was his birthday weekend. Neighbors said that they had seen him at the house numerous times. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, exactly. In one officer's report, Williamson allegedly told Gwerton that he threw his life away for nothing and that he had planned all of this ahead of time but did not know why. While recovering in the hospital, Williamson asked the detective what happened. He said that he didn't remember where he was prior to arriving at the emergency room. According to the files, the investigator asked Williamson if he hurt someone. He looked away, took two deep breaths, and said he needed a lawyer. Mm-hmm. So basically, mm-hmm. this dude who she called Smokey
yeah.
was friends with her. Have you heard about this case?
No,
so,
I haven't.
So they were friends. I mean, I guess this poor guy, Jim Matthews, who was a news anchor, had two children with this woman who uh-huh. apparently was doing crack cocaine with this guy. And they were partying, and I guess her husband was coming home about 5 o'clock in the morning, which is the time he usually gets home from work. And he had a breakdown, and he zip tied her and bound her to a chair, and I guess beat the shit out of her. And then while her two kids were asleep in the house, and then the boyfriend came home, and I guess he had said, like, all she did was hear him say like, oh my God, or something, like, hey buddy. And then let's see, when Jim gets home, I'm going to kill him. So this is her recalling her last few horrific moments. She recognized being bound. She recounted being bound with zip ties, duct tape, and USB cords, and being assaulted. So he assaulted her while she was tied up. She told about the assault on her son and how her daughter, who had also been harmed, got scissors to help free her from the basement before she and the girls fled to seek help outside. So basically, he bound her up. He assaulted her. He killed Matthews with a hammer multiple times, bashed him in the head. And then he slit his throat in front of the girlfriend wide open.
Oh my God.
He died.
What?
But before this had happened, apparently their son, I think he was 5 or 6, their son was trying to beat this guy Smokey off of his dad. So he grabbed the kid after, I don't know if the kid saw him kill his dad or not, but he grabbed the kid and bound him and I believe sexually assaulted him and put him in the closet. And then the daughter came out and said, oh my God, is that my dad? Did you kill my dad or something like that? And then he sexually assaulted her and then bound her, did whatever to her. And then he tried to overdose on the floor from drugs, and they revived him and with Narcan, and now he's obviously gonna go to jail forever. But I can't even imagine what that devil looks like, you know, like for someone. Is this drugs, or is this is something? This has to be something
else. It has to be something else. I mean, there's no way. I mean, I was even watching like videos of like people that, you know, hear voices inside their head and stuff. I mean, it's like you never know like what that sort of devil demon looks like inside of someone that is able to do this to a person. I mean, there's no way that is drugs. I don't think.
And what about the aftermath? Like, I would like to see more documentaries, more news, more writings on the healing process. Like, now what is it? I'm more interested in, okay, I got the gory, gruesome details, but now what does it look like for the life of that woman and those two children? What's the process? What happens from here? Because now they're still in that this guy is going to go to jail. Like, where are they? And obviously she's doing drugs with him. So who knows what will happen to her, but these children that have seen this happen. I mean, how is this how you become like, I don't know what happens from here. I mean, I wonder if any of our listeners have had or seen anything traumatic happen
where
do they go?
There was a girl that, when we were at the UK con and we wanted her,
she had been assaulted. Yeah.
And she had been like stabbed multiple times, and you know, like she wanted to come on and kind of talk about all that stuff. But it's also
I think that's different when it's you, when it's yourself versus witnessing, you know, a child witnessing something happen to their parent.
Well, yeah. I mean, you hear
and
about
to themselves.
You hear about kids. Like, I mean, I was sexually assaulted multiple times.
I mean, seeing your dad with his throat slit.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, that's insane. I mean, I think people, I don't think there's any like way to get over like trauma, whether how big or how small it is. I mean, trauma is just trauma, you know?
So I had therapy.
Everyone's different.
I had therapy a couple of weeks ago. It just reminded me, I don't know if we had talked about this, and then we'll leave on this note. And then all the good stuff is going to come after this. But, I had been sexually assaulted twice in my past. I don't know if we've ever talked about it. Mm-mm. And it was almost like something that I just almost like didn't think about, you know, like I knew, or I think it's difficult to understand what sexual assault is.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely like, I still get, I mean, I know whatever, I know it was wrong because I know that I didn't want to do it, but I felt cornered into doing it. I felt pressured and cornered and outer body experiences, but I invited them. I was 16. So, and I'd said like, oh God, I don't want to do this. And then the guy said like, well, I'm not going to let you leave. So what is that? Is that rape? Is that sexual assault? Like, but I had been flirting and, you know, went over to like hang out and had liked him and we were kissing. And then all of a sudden it was like, how did I end up in the bedroom? Oh God, this is too much for me. And he was, you know, in his early 20s. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just don't like, it's not like it's not stuff that still sits with me. Like I don't have trauma around that because I'm like, wow, shame on him.
Because what, you were well experienced at the time? Like
I wasn't well experienced. I'd only had sex with two people.
Yeah, but there's something like I'm very curious, and maybe talk to your therapist. I think there's also something with that thought when women don't think about it and don't like that. Just an FYI, that situation is wrong.
Yeah, I know.
That is, you know, but like there needs to be like a healthy boundary of women, not just like the way that you were talking about it. It's like, well, I let him on. I did this.
Well, I know. That's why I said it's so.
It doesn't matter.
I know. But
when,
I guess
when
I
you
think...
say I want out, I want to leave. And that guy says, well, you're not going anywhere.
Like my conscious brain goes, that obviously makes sense. Like that's the way it should be.
But you were giving yourself well, this is why it happened because
I mean,
me.
Knowing like in that being that's, a kid
that,
in that
it doesn't
position
fucking matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you were there, if you flirted with someone. Like, could you imagine? Like, could you imagine?
I mean,
flirting with a guy and like every and. You know when like things don't happen, but could you imagine saying to a man, or in my case, because I'm bisexual, to a woman, well, you're not going anywhere. Like, we're in the bedroom. Like, you're not going anywhere.
Oh, no. Yeah, no.
No. So it doesn't matter. You know? It's just, it's
and the other time I was in my late 20s and like I really liked this guy and had been flirting with him and been out and kept seeing him at clubs and then like exchange numbers. And, you know, he came over and came into the kitchen. And like, I remember I was sitting, I'd already been drinking, you know, I had like my two roommates were there and I was sitting on the counter of my kitchen. And all I remember was I put it this way. I don't even remember his name. I think I remember what his first name was. I don't know his last name. And I'm not 100% sure of his first name. So whatever. But all I remember was that he was 6'4". So he was like a big, he's like Tom, as big as Tom. He's like a big dude, you know, but like bigger. Mm-hmm. And I remember I walked in, I was sitting on the counter and he like came over and just kissed me. And we had never even kissed before. And then he pulled up my skirt that I was wearing and started to go down on me in the kitchen. And I was like, get out of here. My roommates are here. Like, I didn't even know. Like, everything happened so fast that I didn't even know. But I thought, well, I did invite him over. I did invite him over here to hook up. Like, I did want to make out with him. Like, I did want to talk and flirt and kiss and do all of those things. But I didn't want this to happen that fast. And then, you know, the next thing I know, it's like we're chatting in my bedroom. And then, oh, fuck, here we are. Oh, God, where he's on top of me and my clothes are coming off and I physically cannot get him off. And I'm squirming and laughing uncomfortably and like, oh, no, maybe we shouldn't do this, like in that. And it's like, before you know it, you're having sex. And then you just check out.
You just check out.
Check out of like, well, I put myself in this fucking position. Like, how did I let him get me in my bedroom? How did that happen? How did I let him talk me into this room? And how did my clothes come out? Like, how is this happening right now? So like, that's, I think, really confusing. And I wanted to just to bring it up because it came up and I had really not thought about it for many, many, many years as though it was an issue. And my therapist was like, this is not okay. And I talked to David about it and he just turned, like, he saw fucking red. He just saw red. And I was like, you're making me feel like maybe I shouldn't have said anything, you know, because no, of course not. He was like, I'm so angry at whoever did this to you. Like, I want to kill them. And so, but it was confusing. So I wanted to bring it up because
I
think there are a lot of women out there that maybe have found themselves in our positions, and we have the same experience, but in very different ways.
Yeah.
So,
and I don't want you to think like that flirting and having that sort of energy around a man is not okay. Like, that's okay. There's just like, there is another boundary that female or males should not go over, especially
it's so hard deciphering the two though now. Like, even the men, like, you can't do anything without someone saying, you know, that you did something inappropriate.
Yeah,
so it's very fucking scary for a man
and a woman. We all know the definition of no. If no comes out of any female or male's voice, like, even if it's wait, no, like, any hesitation, just don't get into that situation.
And can you read the body language? Like, are men or women so fucked up or like out of their head?
No, like, even if she's giggling no, like, or if that man's giggling no, like, okay, abort the situation. Like, you guys are too intoxicated, or this is, you know, not going to turn out wonderful. I think that's a great word, and to always follow it no matter what tone it sounds like or what tone is.
There you go. Yeah, that's right.
That's what everybody needs to do. You know, just get yourself out of that sort of situation so these things don't happen. You know, I think everybody's no sounds different.
Right.
You know,
that's good advice. You're full of good advice today, Scout.
Look at me.
Oh, my goodness. I love it.
Look at me. Oh, my God. Amazing. I mean, I'm just thinking of like, you know, any situation that I was in when I wasn't a little, I mean, kids are different, like fucking Jesus Christ. When I wasn't a kid, I was like, what did I say is no.
Yeah.
And no matter how it looked, no matter if I was uncomfortable giggling and laughing
as a kid
and like,
too.
I mean, no matter what it looked like, I still said no.
Yeah.
But then as you said, women that have been sexually assaulted can relate to, and men, because there is men out there that have been sexually assaulted as well. When you check out. You just check out and let it happen, or else it could, who knows?
And I think it might
turn
even
into
be
something
worse.
So much more aggressive. And
I
much
might be
more
worse even for like older women, you know, it's like, I think of Thelma and Louise and it's like, you know, she was an adult. Yeah. Like an adult, you know, it's like, and even if you're like women that are now back on the dating scene in their, you know, 50s and 60s, like these older women and or men are encountering these situations now. And it's got to be incredibly confusing if you're coming out of a marriage, you know, where you only know you're one person and how to navigate this world and, you know, and finding yourself in those situations again. So, just be safe, everybody. And, you know, be careful.
Read the situation. Listen to everyone. Just listen.
Yes. Just listen. Just listen to Talk Scary to Me on Tuesdays.
Oh, I'm sorry that happened to you. I really am. That makes me angry that happened to you. It makes me angry when I hear it's happened to anybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And everybody.
We've got to do better.
Yeah.
We really have to do better. Like, as human beings, we really have to do better.
Well, we can do our parts, right?
Yeah.
That's about all we can do. So exactly. We love you guys.
Talk scary to me and
follow
wait
us
for...
and join our Patreon if yeah. you want to see Scout Stone.
Oh my God, crazy. All right. Bye,
love you guys. Bye.